Call the meeting to order for the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee, May 1st, 5:30. We'll look to approve the meeting minutes of April 3rd.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
I'll second them.
Thank you. Anything, any changes necessary? I read them over.
I didn't see any amendments.
I didn't see any either. Okay, all in favor to approve the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. We have two resolutions tonight. You're speaking on both of them? Jeez, you're the guy. Okay, resolution 172, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Office of Interoperable and Emergency Communications for the 2017 statewide, here's that word again. Am I saying it right?
Interoperable.
Okay, I'm making it more than it has to be. Communications grant, amending the 2018 Ulster County budget, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. And can I have somebody move so?
I move.
We can discuss.
I'll second it.
Thank you. So the contract period is January 2018 to December 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it should be, 2 years. Yes, that's 2 complete years. Yes, but we just got the contract. So yes, you're right.
And state revenue dollars for the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just literally making sure that you're able to communicate between agencies within Ulster County and amongst yourselves.
Within the state, right?
Okay.
So
it's
in 2010, they came out with a competitive grant, which is a statewide interoperable communication, so that they could build out this network of interoperability throughout the state.
Okay.
It went competitive for like 4 years.
Okay.
And then it became a formula grant.
Everybody
gets a little bit of the share.
Oh, good.
That's just the agenda. Where do I go to for my resolution? I'm trying to act like I can't.
Any more discussion? If not, I'll move it.
Yeah, no.
All good?
Great.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, did we second that?
Yeah, you need to second.
I'll second
then,
it.
Yeah.
Well, and you second.
Yeah.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All in favor? Ayes. Take it. All right. Resolution number 173, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2017-2018 Public Safety Answering Point Operations Grant, amending the 2018 Ulster County Budget Emergency Communications Emergency Management. Move for discussion?
Move.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is another statewide grant. It's a $10 million pot spread around throughout the counties in the state. We've got $144,000. I use it for salary costs.
And this one's for 1 year.
Yes. Yep. Calendar year.
Does anybody have any more questions?
No.
No. Okay.
I'll move it.
Yeah, I think it's
all
pretty.
Second it.
While you're here,
no,
let me.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes. Thank you. And Sheriff, you can't give us the report just yet because today's May 1st, right?
Well, I gave it.
Oh.
Hey, I'm right on top of it. I stayed up all night.
You were calculating all those numbers for me. You're the bestest. Hold on. I don't know really how to use this, so.
My pen died, so I have to charge it.
Just let me ask you a quick, how do I get to full screen?
See, right now, I'm just going to use my iPad, which is, oh, look. Do we actually have the head count over the jail?
Okay.
Is that included in your packet? Okay.
All right, are you just on the email?
No.
All right, so we have April.
Show me where you went.
We just have a tiny negative for...
On the phone side.
On the phone side of it, right. So that's not bad. And then board and revenue. Oh, we did really good.
Yeah, our...
Really good.
Yeah, only because of Greene County's issues.
Okay.
As of right now, their jail's closed, so we had
26
of their inmates.
Thank you.
Do you want your board in?
We have another 7.
Do you
want to
look at the report?
And how long will that last?
A long time, I hope.
Yeah, I hope too.
Yeah, their architect said that their facility was in imminent danger of collapse.
Wow.
So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon that they move anybody back. So, you know, we'll take whatever we got. We have plenty of room, so they know that. So whatever they can give us, we'll take.
Nice. Good for you. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Chair Mayo. So, Sheriff, I mean, just out of curiosity, we added in how many from Green? 20? Give or take a 30?
We took in originally 19 on the day that they closed. We took in 19.
The article had said 20, but, you know, who knows? I guess I don't have the numbers in front of me. I apologize.
Well,
of course, yeah, which is why I have to ask you, because why am I going to take the
19 today. On Friday of last week, we took in 19.
All right. I mean, so I think again, according to reports, 30, I guess, went over to Columbia now, I guess.
Yes. Columbia was already housing some of Greene County's already. So the deal that we have as of right now could change on any day, that any new inmates that get arraigned in Greene County will come to us.
Okay. I mean, I guess my curiosity was just merely that if there's already that kind of grouping over in
Columbia County is up to 80-something percent of capacity.
Are they
and
cheap?
We're at 66% of capacity, so we have plenty of room.
Are they cheaper? Are they cheaper than we are?
I don't know what Columbia is charging.
Okay. And, you know, long-term, in terms of our own needs, you're not anticipating that we're going to be anywhere near... Because of Dutchess County and all the other different
we're places. Under 300 and we have a full capacity of 458. Of course, you want to leave room for new inmates coming in. So if we got up anywhere close to 410 or 420, I'd start worrying. But that's not going to happen in my career.
Does that include double bunking or no? That's all right. So if we did
the only double bunking we do is in the female section.
Yeah,
we have authority to. Double bunk in the other, a couple other areas, but we have not put double bunking in there yet. So as of right now, the only double bunking we do is in the female section.
Mm-hmm. And can you say on average how many beds we use just from our own activities here in Ulster County?
Well, today our head count was, I'm just going to say 300 because it's easier. It was 298, I think.
Okay.
And out of that, just shy of 30 were board-ins. Okay. So without the board-ins, you can do the math and know where we're at.
Did you have anything else, Sheriff?
Yes. The Sheriff's Office got donated a vehicle to use as a command post for hostage negotiations. We run the countywide hostage negotiation team. So it's going to be a whatever you call it, not a short resolution, a late resolution.
Mm.
To when it was a donated vehicle. The only reason we were pushing for the late resolution is there's going to have to be a couple dollars out of my budget that has to go into that.
Okay.
And we didn't want to do that until it was already accepted as county property.
Well,
about a $15,000 vehicle.
From where was it donated?
I don't know if the person wants their name, but it's somebody associated. Okay. With somebody from the sheriff's office.
Got her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was through the union, so, yeah.
Steve, did you have anything else?
No. I appreciate the support.
Anybody from the committee?
No.
Old business, new business? No. Any events around the county?
There's a veterans event coming at the SUNY New Pulse, Veterans Work Fair.
Okay.
That we're involved in, that's May 9th.
Okay.
If you check our website, we just put something out there from the State Sheriff's Association that has to do with victims' rights and services that they can get. If you check it out, or I can send it to Jay, who can send it to everybody else.
Sure.
But it's on our Facebook page now.
Okay.
It's a brand new website that they have.
Oh, nice.
The Woodstock Women's Cycling Grand Prix is this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And and Ulster County Sheriff's Department is helping with the road management of that?
Yeah.
Fourth through the sixth, I think,
Yes, and the command posts that were part of the upgrade goes to, that's an integral part of that race.
Oh, nice. And tomorrow is the Civilian Academy graduation that Chief Wage is having, so I have prides for his department, so I'll be attending the graduation and doing my love speech of law enforcement. So but it's nice. I think it's a great program he runs there. So, anybody have anything else? No?
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
And the next meeting will be Tuesday, June 5th.
Ooh, with warmer weather.
Thanks.